This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. For the first time since 2019, none of the state is experiencing drought. Rainfall and snowmelt has helped Colorado experience high levels of moisture in recent months, but experts say it is likely temporary. Multiple strong winters and rainy seasons are needed to pull the state out of long-term drought conditions. More than 50,000 Coloradans have lost their Medicaid coverage since the COVID-19 emergency declaration ended in May. 2 in 5 Coloradans up for renewal were left without health insurance when their eligibility was reviewed for the first time since 2020. Colorado's Medicaid agency says it's been working to keep people covered and limit the impact, but some people covered through Health First Colorado and CHIP Plus will lose coverage after their anniversary month. To learn more about the renewal process, visit keepcocovered.com. A new digital-only lifestyle magazine focused on Southern Colorado went live this week. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The first issue features articles on whitewater rafting, stargazing, and a history of the tiny San Luis Valley town of Moffett. The magazine is an offshoot of the Discover SoCo website, which focuses largely on the Wet Mountain Valley. PDFs of the quarterly can be downloaded for free. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
10 members of the Colorado National Guard will head to Thailand for army-to-army exercises hosted by the Royal Thai Army. The Hanuman Guardian Annual bilateral exercises are meant to improve coordination between the two militaries for disaster relief, humanitarian aid, and mission readiness. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. Alpaca enthusiasts and the alpaca curious are coming together this weekend in Massachusetts to celebrate all things alpaca.